Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the leader in the world of safety excellence. And now for your host, Sean Galloway.
Little things, the biggest things in safety. It is logical to begin a safety effort by addressing the risks with the greatest probability for causing injuries and the high severity potential. However, it is imperative that when the greater risks are addressed, that the next ones in line get the new focus. If an organization ever develops a mindset that they have handled the big things and all that is left are the little things, not worth the bother, this is a formula for disaster. Many rude wake-up calls have come via a rash of accidents caused by these little things. Accidents are, after all, ambushes. If we saw them coming, we would have avoided them. So it logically follows that anything we don't keep our eyes on has the potential of ambushing us. Some experts suggest that workers get injured when they fail to recognize the risk, but underestimating the risk is equally dangerous. Many have adopted a goal or vision of zero injuries. If properly explained and implemented, such a goal can keep organizations continuously addressing smaller risks as they successfully eliminate or manage larger ones. When accident rates go down, the effort does not stop. It simply refocuses itself on the next tier of risks. True excellence in safety is quite different from simply pretty good. No risk should ever be considered a little thing.
For more information on this topic or how we help lead individuals and organizations towards excellence in performance and culture, visit us at proactsafety.com.